morning, Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Happy Friday to America's hardest working talk show host.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Well, it was the Democrats illegally leaking classified material. Are you surprised, Lee?
Absolutely not. This is what we've been talking about here since before Trump took office, that the federal bureaucracy needs to be purged.
Yep.
Not just the leadership, but the middle-level management. I'm beginning to wonder how far down we have to go to get rid of people who are going to use their own ideology, their own political worldview, to try to thwart Trump from establishing Making America Great Again.
This is an attack on America by the Democrat Party. That's what this is. And I'm going to play this for you. It's eerie. The Ayatollah was using the same talking points, the Ayatollah of Iran, as the Democrats, all from the leaked intel that the Democrats leaked. Look, I don't know what they're thinking, okay? You've watched Trump's administration arrest judges for breaking the law, arrest members of Congress for assaulting ICE officers, Border Customs and Border Patrol officers, in legitimate assaults. You think they're not going to arrest you for leaking classified data? That's a felony. You can't just put it out there. And then even worse than that, CNN lies about it through omission. Doesn't say this is a low confidence intelligence report. In other words, we don't even believe it. We're just noting it because and do you know what the source of this was? Iranian stooges. These were Iran intel officers, former Iran intel officers. That's who's behind this intel that Trump didn't really damage the centrifuges. And the program is still up and running. It's like, all right, it'll be soon. No big deal. Just set it back a few months. Classified leak claiming damage to Iranian nuke sites relied on faulty info from, quote, Iranian stooges, former intel officers say. One described the document leaked to CNN as so unreliable, quote, you can wipe your ass with it, unquote. Hate to use that kind of language here, but we have to cover the news, so there we go. You can wipe your ass with it. And look, this is what happens inside, and this is what Marco Rubio was trying to explain to Margaret Brennan on CNN. He was on CBS, excuse me. He was speaking very slowly, but they still don't get it. The way that intel is done, I've been watching this in the 20 years I've been covering all of this, is very simple. There are all kinds of assessments. So suppose a lying Iranian stooge calls you up and says, hey, guess what? The program's fine. No, we're still running the centrifuges. A propaganda agent. You log that. That's what you do. You log it as intel on the subject. And there's tons of these reports all across all of our intel agencies, but you code them for reliability. So you've got this whole body of intelligence. So if you just release one part of it that is rated unreliable or low reliability, and you don't release the rest of it, you are trying to mislead the American people in order to help Iran. That's what you're doing. And you're breaking the law by releasing any part of it. This is absolutely outrageous for them to have done this. That we need Democrat Congress members to go to prison so this will stop. Both on the intel side, because there's obviously Democrats inside the Defense Intelligence Agency leaking to Democrats outside the Defense Intelligence Agency. But think about what they did here, Lee. They used this intel to attack Donald Trump falsely using Iranian propaganda. In violation of all of this is in violation of the law to help Iran and hurt Trump.
Almost sounds treasonous when
it
you put it
treasonous.
Like that.
It is treasonous. I don't mean to yell at you. I'm not upset at you.
No, I understand that. I know where your anger is directed. Don't worry.
This is terrible. The good news is this, Lee. Iran and the Democrats working together, and I've argued for years, the party has merged. Iran, the Ayatollahs, and the Democrats, because remember, Iran funds the anti-Semitic street marches. the Democrats and Iran would have gotten away with this 4 years ago. It would have gone 2-3 months like this, talking points, law breaking, fake intel, because we had no way to counter it. The FBI would have still been inside of the Twitter machine, inside of Facebook, threatening Mark Zuckerberg with criminal prosecution if they did not allow the Democrats and Iran to censor people telling the truth. That's how it would have gone. And by the way, that's not my supposition. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg literally said they started investigating me when I refused to censor true things. I won't play you that audio again. He told Joe Rogan that. And Lee, nobody would have been any the wiser. And what the American people were fed and made to believe would literally be Iranian propaganda criminally leaked by Iran in partnership with the Democrat Party.
You know,
think about this.
I'm old enough to remember earlier this year when there was a big scandal about a Signal chat group that mentioned that a military action was getting ready to be taken.
What a great point. Yes, and they were mocking Vance and Hegseth because of an accidental leak, deliberate leak in partnership with one of our top three enemies on earth, like the Democrats just did criminally.
Have you heard any Democrat leadership calling for some kind of investigation on this?
Wow, what a great point. And they went on and on, national security compromise. We can't have this. We love our troops. We want to protect them. And they attacked our troops here doing this too.
And it was verified that there was no classified information that was released in that whole thing. Should it have happened? Absolutely not. And people were reprimanded and paid a price for it.
Because we're Republicans.
But it was not criminal. To me, this is far worse. And I want to make a quick point. And I've been listening to a lot of folks that are former intelligence, CIA, know about this. And you mentioned the fact that this was a low confidence report. Low confidence means that it is not really even taken into consideration.
No.
Means that it's not verifiable, noted, and that's it. And it should not be used for any type of – it is not what we would refer to as actionable intelligence. But they regularly will report things that are either low confidence, medium confidence, or high confidence. And the high confidence things are the things that would be actionable intelligence. And once again, this was an early, low confidence report that was leaked. And as you point out, this was done on purpose to diminish the effectiveness of what the Trump administration is trying to do, and what may be, if this all works out, a pivotal point in history of the Middle East.
They wanted to get this out fast to confuse the public, help Iran, and hurt Donald Trump.
And it also occupies the administration because they've got to spend time defending themselves against it. And instead of being on the offense, talking about what a great job American fighters did, as Hegseth said, the boys in the bombers, which included an American female B-2
really
pilot,
cool.
Which is, I know, tell me about it. I think that is fantastic. And shame on that reporter that was making him try to call him out on saying boys in the bombers. And, of course, he put her in her place saying, look, I applaud that female pilot. And he said, I hope that we have more female bomber pilots. And he hopes that all American women and men take a look at what happened. And he said, I'm also proud of the men pilots, too. But you had a reporter who pointed out.
Jennifer Griffin.
Yes. Yeah. No, it wasn't Jennifer Griffin that made that comment. She did get in his face about it.
Well, no, she tweeted about it.
She may have tweeted about it, but there was another reporter.
I retweeted it.
But Jennifer Griffin, boy, there was a real heated exchange between her former Fox News cohort there with Hegseth and Jennifer Griffin, because she took exception to some of the criticism that he had about the American media with regard to that whole issue.
The good news here is this, and I like to pull back on these things. CNN was humiliated. The New York Times humiliated. The CNN actually had to run with, I'll play some of the audio coming up. They had to walk back. And they don't, Lee, they just don't get it. It's not 10 years ago. X is going to tear apart your report. You can't just lie and figure the FBI will cover for you. And then before that, when Jack Dorsey owned Twitter and Zuckerberg owned X, they'll cover for you. They'll censor people telling the truth. You could just lie and lie. You could be sloppy.
They don't get it. I don't think they care, Tara. And here's the reason.
They're hurting themselves. Well, every time they do it, no, it gets worse for them.
But here's the thing. Democrats and the American media are headline chasers. That's all they care about, is putting a headline out there that has no basis in fact, no basis in truth, no basis in verifiable evidence. But they put a headline out there to get into the mind of the American voter. You can't trust this Republican president. You can't trust the U.S. military. You can't trust the things you're hearing on Fox News and conservative media. That's what they're doing. They're putting headlines out there that they cannot back up, but they know that it will get into the minds of these Democrats and liberal progressive secularists who are just aching to have a reason to hate Donald Trump.
Once again, though, who got it right? We did. We did. Oh, no, they're lying. Trump's lying. Conspiracy. We got it right. Again, but what's beautifully is the interval is shrinking. It used to be they'd come out 9 months later when no one cared about it. Right. Oh, yeah, we were right about all of it. Everything from COVID to Russia collusion, all of it. We were right. That interval, now it's about 48 hours with X firing on all cylinders.
I think it's about 9 minutes.
But yeah, it's 48 hours tops before the lies are neutered while the story is still in the media. Yep. That changes everything. So don't let this make you mad. If they can't lie, they can't win. They don't know how to live in a world where the truth comes out in 48 hours. It's beautiful. It gets better every week. It really does. It was the Democrats, y'all. No, they got a classified briefing and they leaked it in violation of law. But they only leaked a small part of it, the part that made it look like Trump's attack did not do anything to the Iranian nuclear program. But this is a crime. Almost immediately, the Ayatollah began repeating their talking points. They're on the same page, y'all. If you don't believe the Democrat Party has merged with Iran, all you needed to do was watch the news yesterday. And I mean, look, obviously Iran, as they admit, is funding their anti-Semitic street marches. I'm not going to play you that John Kirby audio. I try to play it every day so that people understand the existential threat of Iran partnered with the Democrat Party. We must destroy the Iranian leadership. Must. Or Democrats going to roar back into power and Republicans will have to campaign from basements as Iran tries to assassinate them on our own soil while they snicker. That'll be the next presidential campaign, folks. This is why the Iranian leadership must die. I'm just going to bottom line it for you. We'll get into that a little bit later. Let's stay focused on where we are right now.
President Trump is calling out the left after intelligence about the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites was leaked to the press. The president posting, quote, the Democrats are the ones who leaked the information on the perfect flight to the nuclear sites in Iran. They should be prosecuted.
Treason.
The FBI is now investigating the leak, and the White House is now tightening its circle, saying they will limit access to classified information to Congress.
This administration wants to ensure that classified intelligence is not ending up in irresponsible hands, and that people who have the privilege of viewing this top secret classified information are being responsible with it. We need to strengthen that process to protect our national security and protect the American public. Leaking top secret classified intelligence is a crime, and people need to be held accountable for that crime.
Folks, it was just earlier this week that the Democrats were screaming, why? Because when Trump dropped those bombs in Iran, he didn't tell them beforehand. It's why they say they want to impeach him. They weren't informed. Nancy Pelosi yesterday, Wednesday. Nancy Pelosi Wednesday screaming and yelling, Trump should have told her. Oh, he should have told us. He should have given us a classified briefing. He should have told us he was going to go to Iran. Y'all would have picked up the phone half an hour and called the Ayatollah. You would have. Or you'd call Kerry and he'd call the Ayatollah since he conducted his own foreign policy during Trump. Remember when he went to Iran and told them, don't worry, hang on. Don't listen to Trump in his last term. We're going to hook you up. They did. That nuclear program is as much Iran's as it is China's and the Democrat Party, starting with the pallets of cash. So we're talking literally 72 hours ago, Democrats screaming, impeach him because he didn't inform Congress before he did this. As they're leaking, illegally leaking classified data behind the scenes, they're screaming, impeach him because he wouldn't give them classified data. These folks, they are enemies of this country. They just happen to be elected. And you want to see the damage that the Democrat Party, funded by Iran, their street marches funded Iran, has wrought? Zohran Mamdani. The anti-Semitism that Iran bought and paid for at the street level. Again, Biden administration admitted, yeah, they're funding our marches. Spokesperson John Kirby. Take it up with them, not me. It's not me supposing this. It happened. What do you get? Anti-Semitism becomes cool, hip, hot. Because they paid for that. And now you got Zohran Mamdani. Oh, is he an anti-Semite? That's so cool. We hate Jews. We're going to vote for the most anti-Jewish guy there is. Folks, it's all related. Listen to this. Listen to this. Here are the Democrats' talking points.
I just do not think the president was telling the truth when he said this program was obliterated.
Right now, we have no final battle damage assessment that would enable us to be comfortable or complacent about what has been done.
Yeah, they're lying there. Here's the Ayatollah on the same page.
They attacked our nuclear facilities, which is, of course, subject to independent prosecution in international courts. But they were not able to achieve anything significant.
Right there. 15 seconds. Those are the Democrat talking points for the entire week out the Ayatollah's mouth. By the way, you notice, did you see that him on TV? Yeah, did you notice he looks a little pale? Hadn't gotten a lot of vitamin D lately. By the way, the good news is the Israelis say they are still going to try to kill him. He has to die. We can't go forward any other way. There's no other way. I hope Trump just lets them. We don't need to do it. They need to do it. And they need to wipe out the whole top tier of the theocracy too. And every moment that goes by, that doesn't happen. The world is in danger. Trump is in danger. Vance is in danger. Our senators are in danger. Everybody's in danger of a catastrophic attack. Look, we've already had Medvedev say, hey, listen, countries are going to give them nuclear fissile material even if the U.S. destroyed theirs. Time's ticking. It's ticking. But I'm going to get into that later. Folks, and just to show you the level of treachery we're talking about here, Tim, hold the music for just a sec, okay? This is Senator Bernie Morello. The Senate had a classified briefing update from the CIA yesterday, intel briefing. I'm sure we'll find out whatever was in it next 48 hours from the Democrats as they break the law again. Senator Bernie Morello is a Republican. Listen to what he said inside the briefing, what the Democrats are saying, okay?
One of the Democrats was in the confidential briefing in the SCIF today and said to General Kane, the operation that you ran will go down in the annals of American history as the greatest military operation ever conducted. A Democrat said that today. What's sick is that they then go on TV and do everything possible politically to undermine the administration. This is not what they believe. This is just pure political grotesque behavior. It infuriates me. Look, I'm just going to call it like it is. Maybe I'm breaking Senate protocol here. But look, I can't stand these guys that say something in private and they go out publicly and contradict it only to score cheap political points, which weakens this country and undermines our military.
Bingo. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I thought, quote, from Pete Hegseth, who is the head of our military, boys in the bombers, that's how Hegseth referred to them, I thought boys in the bombers may have been used to protect this rare female B-2 pilot from being doxxed by Democrats and targeted for assassination by Iran. Great point. Great point. Texter writes, Iran has one of the world's largest oil reserves. Why do they need nuclear power? They don't. That was just a lie to produce a nuclear bomb. Folks, do you realize they have their number five for natural gas reserves in the world? They don't need nuclear power, and they certainly don't need nukes, nuclear fissile material enriched at 60 or 90%. This is your daily reminder of what Iran purchased with its support of the Democrat Party, which, by the way, is illegal. They can't even take this money. Iran is a designated, the government, a designated state sponsor of terror. It is illegal to take money from them, but they're Democrats. Here's, I play this every day, and there's a reason for it. Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, who funded the anti-Semitic riots and Democrat street marches after October 7th, bloodlust marches.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
Yeah, it's them. Yeah, the other half's paid for it by Biden's donors. What do they get for their money? They got Zohran Mamdani. That's what they got. Roy Abrams posted to X. Did you know Zohran Mamdani became, and by the way, I want to correct this. Yesterday I said he has only been here since 2018. I got that wrong. He's only been a citizen since 2018. He's actually been here since he was seven. Went to an elite private school, $30,000 a year. Some immigrant, huh? His daddy is a hate-filled professor at an Ivy League school. His mama, oh boy. She is a successful Hollywood film director and noted anti-Semite. Her name is Myra Nair. Remember when they tried to get Gal Gadot banned from attending the Oscars because she's Israeli? Literally for genetic reasons. She's a Jew. And she's Israeli. You know who was behind that? Wait for the punchline. Da-doom. Myra Nair. His mama. Roy Abrams notes, I am still digesting the fact that Zohran Mamdani's mother, the successful film director, Myra Nair, tried to get Gal Gadot banned from attending the Oscars because she's Israeli. It is so grotesque, so hate-filled, so un-American. This is what Iran bought. You tell the Democrat sheeple who we hate now, it's Jews, but they're down for it. You just tell them that's what they do. And Democrats who know better should stop this. And hats off to the few with the courage. Here's former Hillary Clinton pollster and noted Democrat Mark Penn.
We do know that, interestingly, Zohan's strongest supporters were college-educated people making over $100,000 who are now in the column of being anti-Semitic socialists. Yep. That's the paradox of what's happened in these elections in the Democratic Party right now.
I shouldn't have talked over that. I'm sorry. I do that to code my audio so other people can't steal it. Anti-Semitic socialists. This is a Democrat pollster, a lifelong Democrat. Yeah, our voters are now anti-Semitic socialists, at least the wealthy, highly educated ones. Good for him. You got to call it out. Here is other noted Democrat, Peter Orszag. He was Obama's budget director, served in other modes in various Democrat regimes. Obama's budget director, Peter Orszag, lays it out.
I'm saddened to say that I think the Democratic Party is becoming increasingly anti-Semitic and anti-capitalism, turning towards socialism and turning away from your moral principles through anti-Semitism never works. There is a fundamental concern that I have, and I think many people have, about the direction of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, this is scary stuff. This is why they're on the same page with Iran. It's who they are. It's who they are. But it is causing them very real problems. And folks, the anti-Semitism is a large part of why you've got everyone from the head of the Democrat Senatorial Committee. They provide all of the funding for Senate campaigns, Kirsten Gillibrand, to Chuck Schumer, to Hakeem Jeffries. All of them hesitating to endorse this guy. They all said good things about him, but they can't. I mean, you're endorsing anti-Semitism at that point. That's where you are, and they're right on the line of it.
What happened this weekend? One of the first people to put a statement out on Saturday night
AOC. We should impeach the president. Now you have candidates, not only do they have to answer for a socialist in New York, they have to answer for cutting off, you know, impeaching Donald Trump for bombing Iran, cutting off money for ICE. And that's just in the last 2 weeks.
It's Dan Turrentine. He's a Democrat podcast host. So, look, this is good for us, bad for them. And here's the thing. When you have leaders as bad as ours are in Congress, I mean, we deserve to lose the midterms. We absolutely do. We should lose the midterm. We need a spanking like that. And we may not. Not with these people. Not with these people. I'm going to get into all of that. The big, beautiful bill and John Thune fighting hard to keep Medicaid for illegal immigrants, food stamps for illegal immigrants. By the way, John Thune is supposed to be the Republican leader in the House in the bill. Why? So his rich corporate shiny shoes friends on Wall Street don't have to pay things like health care costs for their illegals, and they can continue with their tax avoidance and evasion scheme. That's what he gets paid for. He's a Bush guy. They are a cancer on this party. They have to go. Did you see what? And the reason I'm talking about this, he's trying to throw that stuff out of the big, beautiful bill, and he's hiding behind a girl. Back in 22, something called the Senate Parliamentarian. It's just a government position like any other. She's an advisor on whether the bills that go through the Senate meet the threshold for 51 votes to pass or 60 plus one votes to pass, basically. 60 votes, 63, whatever. It depends on how many are voting. And he could fire her. He could ignore her. Instead, he's walking around going, oh, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to leave 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid because the little girl said so. Where'd the little girl come from? The parliamentarian. She was appointed by Harry Reid, Democrat, in 2012. Do you think for a moment the Democrats would let a Republican-appointed parliamentarian tell them what to do when they don't have to? Listen to what she has said we have to take out of the big, beautiful bill. Are you ready for this? Medicaid for illegals. Now I got to give it to them. But that's against the law. It's against federal law. You can't get federal benefits if you're illegally here. Don't matter. Got to break the law. John Thune's like, okay, the little girl says I have to break the law. So does George Bush. He called me last night. Yeah. Oh, did I say that out loud? Listen to what they're nixing. Defunding sanctuary cities was in the bill. Thune throws it out. Fast-tracking energy drilling permits. Thune throws it out. Defunding Medicaid for illegals. Thune throws it out. Food stamps for illegals? Yep. Thune throws it out. Oh, the girl told me I got to keep with president. Let me tell you what's going on here. Okay. Thune is a monster. He's from the Bush cabal. He comes from the same fundraising networks as Nikki Haley. He will get cut off and curb stomped if he doesn't do this. They are for open borders, illegal immigration, every American job replaced. Those employers, when they play those illegals under the table, that's a tax evasion scheme. They don't make enough money to survive here. So Thune knows he's got to get them the Medicaid. He's got to get them the food stamps. He's got to get them the Social Security numbers that Biden was giving out. So he's hiding behind a girl saying, no, I'm not going to break Senate tradition. Not me. Why? I won't do that. I'm going to pull that out of the BBB. Here's the problem. Here's a big problem with that. You send that piece of crap back to the House that Thune wants to send back, this guy's got to shove. He's got to beat this guy. You send that piece of crap back to the House, they're not going to pass that. How do you run as a House member on, I voted for Medicaid for 1.4 million illegals because George Bush's bad boy told me to. They can't do it. He's not going to pass the House. Somebody needs to fix Thune fast. In violation of federal law, because it's illegal on the Medicaid rolls. How's that supposed to work? I don't know. John Thune's cool with it. These people have to go. Folks, we don't have a lot of Bush holdovers left. They are absolute poison. Worse than Democrats, in my opinion, because we can ID the Democrats. We know who they are. It's the poison within the Republican Party that's a problem. John Thune saying, shucks, I got to leave the 1.4 million illegals on the rolls. On the Medicaid rolls. Oh, and we're going to have to give them food stamps too. Yeah, so my donors don't have to pay them a living wage while they steal jobs from Americans. I hate that. But the parliamentarian says I got to leave it in there. So she's a Democrat. Well, do you have to listen to her? No. Can you fire her? Yeah, why don't we fire or get a Republican parliamentarian? Why do we have to keep using Harry Reid? He's a Democrat. Harry Reid hadn't been in office since 2012. Get rid of her. Fire her. I don't care. By the way, you could fire her. This has got to be driving Trump insane. The good news is Senator Eric Schmidt is saying he thinks somehow they can get around it.
Her assessment. Do you agree?
I understand the frustration, but I actually think we're going to be able to work through this. One example that is originally not allowing SNAP benefits to illegal immigrants was bounced, and now that's back in. So I'm pretty confident we're going to work through these and get the savings that we want, make sure illegal immigrants aren't getting their taxpayer benefits, and ultimately still delivering on all the things for American families. I'm still hopeful.
Last month, you told a local outlet, Missouri Net,
that here's the problem, though. That gives Democrats room to sue that the bill was illegal, for starters. These GOP leadership folks, I hope they get around it. They're not getting that mess through the House. It's not going. I mean, they literally can't vote for it and get reelected. And Thune knows that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, J.D. Vance can overrule the Senate parliamentarian. Yes, but will they lose votes? That's why Thune is throwing down over this. I hope it's one of these deals where he hopes J.D. Vance is going to come in and fix this for him. Or somebody else will. Text writes, Tara, even the way the big, beautiful bill is written now, it continues funding Medicaid for illegals, food stamps, and green energy. Oh, by the way, Thune left that in too, so that the Democrats could steal hundreds of billions of dollars more for their friends and their nonprofits. And green, okay, so Tara, even the way the BBB is written, it continues funding Medicaid for illegals, food stamps, and green energy until December 2026. And the tax cuts on tips, overtime, and Social Security don't start until December 2026. Why is December 26 so important? It gives the Dems time to reverse everything. Yeah, but just putting in there makes it harder because they're going to have to get both houses to do it. But yeah, it's a problem. I mean, this is how the GOP leadership undermines us. Hopefully we will get around it. But look, folks, I don't sugarcoat stuff for you. I don't. I tell you how it is. I'm not one of these hosts who's going to sit here and tell you the Republicans are amazing and the Democrats suck and Trump is always right. That's not what this show is. I tell you where we are. Hopefully we'll have good news coming up about where we are going on the big, beautiful bill. Because folks, we need those deportation officers. 10,000 of them funded in this bill. That's an army, and we need it.